Welcome to the Internet Advisor again this week.
Thanks, Gary. Always a pleasure. Hey, are Bob and Dave drinking beer, by the way?
They're not allowed to. This is a public radio station. so, Mike, we don't talk about stuff like that.
Our reputation precedes us.
So I was just mentioning last hour, which people can listen to via podcast from our site at internetadvisor.net, or they could go to iTunes to download the podcast as well. But we were talking about when you and I visited IT and the D and were on their show. We did a home and home, had them on our show, and we showed up on their show. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a different entertainment format they got going there, but it really works. So.
And so you're our editor. You do this every week. Anybody that's listened to the show has heard it many times, and it's always on this time of day on the 5 o'clock hour. And we talk about things that are in mytechnews.com, which is your newsletter. It's all about technology, and you've written not only extensively about some of the IT and the D activities and their new studio and how well they've been doing, but this week you've also talked about a brand new relationship that you have, another partner of ours that's coming on board, which is the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan.
Number eight. I'm growing out the content partners. We now have eight, and they're a very vibrant group. They have almost 3,000 members. That's all the folks involved in mobile and wireless and machine learning and all that, which is really, really big in Michigan right now with the connected car efforts and all the rest.
Yeah, and they're having a big connected car symposium at Suburban Collection on Wednesday and Thursday this week, the 3rd and 4th, right?
They are indeed. It's the old telematics update. That was the name that they used to call what we now call info entertainment these days. So they just changed it to TU Automotive, but they're going to have dozens of vendors there, I know, because they've all reached out to me wanting me to stop by their booth. And I'll do the best I can. But there's lots of really interesting technology, kind of the future of where we're headed with mobile, and mobile, that is the future. So
I got a press pass as well. I won't be able to go on Wednesday because that's our Midwest Technology Leaders Symposium, downtown Detroit. So everything's kind of happening here in the end of May and June, but lots of activities. This is for CIOs and other IT leaders. It is invitation only, but I will be there on Wednesday, and Thursday I'm going to be at the Connected Car Symposium.
Yeah, me too. So we'll have to have a chance to we'll compare notes at the end and see which ones we really like.
Oh, that's code for let's stop and have a drink.
Yeah. That too, yeah. Well, you know, when you get some of that falling down beer, shameless plug. So, can't say that, right?
they may or may not stock our studio with delicious beer.
Yeah, so that's one of your sponsors, have, is yeah, that yeah. it? Oh, I got it.
Okay. Hey, Mike Brennan, if I could ask you a question. What is this story in MI Tech News about a pickle recipe?
Well, that's actually a film board just gave them $500,000. And it's pickles, all local, everything. Some local ad guy came up with a storyline about this pickle recipe that the spies are trying to steal. And they wrote a screenplay, and he got the production company together. He's going to spend almost $2 million. And then the film board gave him $500,000 towards that. So that we can, this is about as home baked as you can get, right?
Boy, I'll tell you, it must be some really good pickle recipe.
Sure, that's not the Coca-Cola recipe, just changing the pickles out.
But that, you know, you can find that type of information and so much more in mitechnews.com, Mike Brennan's website. They can tell you so much about what's going on technology-wise and pickle-wise here in the state of Michigan.
And not only does he do that, and you can sign up for free at mytechnews.com or go to our site and link off to their site, to Mike's site, and sign up. And you get this newsletter that comes emailed to you. And again, it's a partner of ours. You have, like we said, Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, IT and the D.
Michpreneur,
the Digital Divas. Who else? There's quite a
Engineering
group.
Society of Detroit.
Oh, our big one. That's right.
MI Tech 248, that's the Oakland County group, just goes on, and we're real happy about that. We're going to try to consolidate all this now. I'm going to be bringing in video here shortly that everybody's going to be able to share. More about that later. I'm not quite ready to divulge all the details, but that'll be fun, and I'm looking forward to working with Bob and Dave in their new studio one of these days here and get some stuff produced, so It's all good.
You've heard Mike Brennan from mytechnews.com. He's with us every week here at this time and this part of our show, talking about all things technology.